Lord Jesus, come into our heart this morning. Bring your Holy Spirit to fill us and energize us, that our hearts are open and our ears are ready to hear your word. Amen. Maybe you just heard that word. You said, whoa, for Father's Day. Tough words. But let's start this way. If I asked you to write down, let's say, the 10 most important men in the history of the world, well, who might be on your list? Okay, it might be your father. Might be, I don't know, George Washington, Abraham Lincoln, and who else are we tearing down these days? Christopher Columbus. Yeah. But really, think about the 10 most important men in the history of the world. I hope Jesus Christ was on that list, because you got 10 spaces, right? But I want to add one to your list. I hope you include Jesus' father, Joseph. Yeah, Jesus' stepfather, really, Joseph. You know, we don't really know much about this guy named Joseph, but there is a day appointed in the church year, March 19th, and that's the day for Saint Joseph. He is truly a saint of the church. But before I look at Joseph on this Father's Day, I think it's important to look at manhood in our society. Being a man, a husband, a father, a grandfather, a provider, this has really taken some hits in our culture. You know, really, men aren't what they used to be 50 years ago. You know, we had John Wayne, right? You know, the big macho guy, and he waltzed around, and everybody go, ooh. But now, today, we don't quite have the same male stars. You know, they're just not the rough and tumble guys that they were back then. You know, when you were young, did you have a role model or a hero? Now, maybe back in my era, it was Superman or, George Jetson or whoever. Doesn't matter so much. But with hero worship, what do? We want to know everything about our hero. You know, what our hero wears, what our hero eats, what they think about, who they like. And because they are our heroes, we overlook all their faults. Yeah, they can't do anything of much wrong. Well, I really hope you have a hero or two. Someone, you know, that you admire, someone you look up to, maybe someone who's mentored you. Yeah, that helps. Those kinds of people help shape our life journey. But now, I remember a bumper sticker way back 50 years ago in the 70s, and this bumper sticker was very simple. It simply said, question authority. Question authority. And people did, you know. There was the Vietnam War, there was Watergate, there was the disintegration of the nuclear family, and so everybody was questioning authority. And perhaps this statement says it all. People finally said, don't tell me what to do, and your authority is, well, just keep your hands off of me and your patriarchy, if you will. But even a little farther back, 60 years ago, there was this TV series as Father Knows Best. Oh, yeah. And of course, if you're old enough to remember that or watch the reruns, you know, he was the wise, gentle father who guided his family very well through whatever came. Now, who do we have today? Homer Simpson, come on. And what about Homer? Homer's anything but the wise, gentle father, is he? No, Homer Simpson's not even hardly the man of the house, and they make him look dumb, childish, stupid, clueless, immature, and, you know, many other things. So in a world where leadership and fatherhood has been badly damaged, what's God's idea of manhood? Well, I think I need to dispose of several myths immediately. We don't need insecure macho men, you know, who are use their strength and to bully and dominate those who are weaker. No, we do need good men that understand God made them for very good purposes. God created men with size and strength so that they could serve God's people very well. Yeah, to perform the tasks and the work that needs to be done, we sometimes need strength. And to protect those who are of less strength. Jesus said very simply, if you want to be a leader, you have to be servant of all. And likewise, of course, the good shepherd is one who lays down his life for the sheep. Heroism is not dead in our culture then. And amidst too many mass shootings, maybe you remember a mass shooting out in a Colorado movie theater. And I don't know, it was 10 or more years ago. That much I can remember. But in that particular situation, three young men that evening had taken a young woman to watch some sort of a movie that night. And when the shooter came in and started shooting, all three of those young men got in front of those ladies. They all died. Heroes. Heroes, real heroes. And that's God's idea of strength. To love your neighbor takes courage. But God changes our heart so that, yeah, we can love our neighbor courageously. All right, let's take a look at Saint Joseph now. He was a good example of manhood, a very good example, the guardian and the stepfather of Jesus. Now, first of all, when you look through your Bible, we don't know very much about this guy. Joseph kind of appears at the birth of Jesus, and pretty soon he's gone. We don't hear one more word about Joseph. He disappeared into history. Now, tradition has Joseph, tradition, as being an older man. And he married the very young Mary, okay? His first wife, they think, had died, but he did have children by his first wife. Joseph does not have a single word in the Bible. No. If you look, there are no speeches, no conversations from Joseph. He's just kind of, you know, like we do in the Christmas play. He just stands quietly behind Mary and the baby and looks. Yeah, that's Joseph. But I gotta wonder about Joseph. What kind of a dad was he? Did he help Jesus with his homework? Did they arm wrestle? I don't know. But one thing we do know, God chose Joseph because he was a man of strong faith. Yeah. God asked Joseph to take Mary as his wife and explain to him, hey, that child inside Mary, that's not your child, Joseph, but that's the child of the Holy Spirit. Now, that fact made Joseph, of course, as I said, the foster father of Jesus, this guardian of Jesus. So I can just imagine. Can you imagine Joseph kind of praying to God and saying, God, what are you doing with my life here? Yeah. What did I miss, God? I obeyed you. I took Mary as my wife. And now where am I, God? Well, I'm in a smelly stable in Bethlehem. And now your angel says we're supposed to flee to Egypt? Why Egypt? What's going on, God? What's going on? Joseph was a carpenter, and he made furniture. You know, the guys who measure twice but cut once, right, guys? Don't want to mess it up. Sure. So Joseph was really carpenters, they're really engineers and perfectionists. They don't like surprises. Oh, no. Joseph undoubtedly worked from blueprints or drawings, no matter how simple or crude they were. But he liked a plan, and he liked a drawing, and he followed it. And yeah, he had measuring sticks of some kind. His work was precise, and his life was precise. Joseph did not build things that were sloppy, if you will, and would not fit together. And look at all the wood we have right here. That's the kind of guy Joseph was. He knew all about wood and what he could build. And I think likewise, I think Joseph wanted a life that was precise and according to a plan. Now, when you think about your own life, do you echo Joseph at times, you know? You know, you say, God, I'm trying to obey you, but what do I do? Maybe ask God, am I supposed to go this way or go that way, make this choice or that choice? Well, if you're asking God like Joseph asked God, let me urge you to do what Joseph did. Joseph obeyed God. Yeah, he obeyed the angel. He went off, did just what he was told to do. I imagine he listened pretty closely to Mary, too. She seemed to know what was going on. You know, it was undoubtedly Joseph's first desire to get rid of Mary. You know, hey, who is this girl? She was pregnant by some other man. She was young. She was poor, uneducated. And, you know, Joseph could have easily just pushed her aside, and his friends and neighbors would have said, smart decision, Joseph. Yep, just get rid of that girl. But upon hearing God's words and the angel's directions, Joseph married Mary and claimed Jesus as his son. You know, the salvation of this world, our own salvation, was right on the shoulders of Joseph. And even though Joseph didn't understand and probably had a million questions, he went ahead, he obeyed God. Well, what about you? What about you? I imagine our lives are just like Joseph in many ways. We don't see the whole picture of what's going on, do we? You know, we want God to tell us exactly, do this, do that. We want clear directions. We want precision. I suppose, like Joseph, we're wondering about the virus and the whole world being out of control at the moment. And we go, what should I do? Well, you have a choice, just like Joseph, to obey God or to disobey God. Joseph obeyed God, and then God used Joseph to change the world. You know, God is still looking today for Josephs and Marys. Yeah. God's looking for you and me. He's looking for men and women. God still is looking for ordinary people to follow the extraordinary God. And when God finds you in the midst of your life, you know, whatever's going on in the midst of your questioning, wondering, going, well, God wants you to know, I care about you. I know you. You're my child. Not going to let you out of my hand. No way. You do matter to God. Let's pray. Lord God, Christian fathers of all kinds are wanted by you. Keep us, O Lord, from sinful lifestyles of this world. Show us, O Lord, how to be faithful men, loving fathers, and wise grandfathers. May we always look at you, O Lord, as our Heavenly Father. Amen.